So, the Ramban is a little bit short this week. This will be a little bit unusual for the Ramban in that I would say the focus is not really the Ramban. The Ramban is kind of an opportunity to ask a question within the Ramban. But like the main like machshava and like chidushim that we're going to try to develop here are within Reb Salvation. But it's tying into Yom Kippur and Tshuva, so I think it's okay. But the Ramban in Ha'azinu says... It is an important Ramban. Okay, it really is. I'm not just using it as a platform. But what does the Ramban say? Perek Lamed Beis. Hine ein b'shira hazos t'nai tshuva v'avoda.
What pasuk is this?
That is a really good question. There's not many Rambans on the Parsha. Let me find it quickly. It's towards the end of like the whole shira. It is.
Mem.
On pasuk mem. Thank you. Is it? Yes, it's Mem. Where do you? Mem Aleph. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay, we got it. Ein b'shira hazos t'nai tshuva v'avoda. There's no condition in this. And there's no t'nai in Hazinu for doing tshuva or for avoda. What do you mean by avoda? For avoda is Hashem, meaning we're not. In general, what is Hazinu? Hazinu is a shira, but it's a shira that very quickly describes how Hashem or Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem are taking Shemayim Va'aretz and making them kind of be makabel upon themselves edus, that the Jewish people, if they sin, so all these terrible tragedies will happen to them. And then, because the Jewish people are going to become corrupted, and they're going to be serving idols, and they're going to be rejecting Hashem. But then, towards the end of the Shira, so Hashem says, but despite all that, or because of all the things that you're suffering, so eventually I'm going to take a vengeance against the non-Jews who have been oppressing you, and I'll bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to come back, and then you're going to be consoled. Okay. But says the Ramban, but there's no discussion of tshuva via avodah. There's no discussion of tshuva or avodas Hashem, meaning it doesn't seem like there's a condition. You have to be on a certain level to reach this ultimate geula. Raki shtar edus shenase haraos v'nuchal. It's a declaration. It's testimony. We're going to do all sorts of evils, us, the Jewish people, and then we'll be capable, meaning we'll be successful nevertheless. We'll still come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'shu yisbarach yase banu betochachos chema. Hashem's going to have fiery anger, fiery punishments against us. Aval lo yashbis zichrein. But our name, our remembrance is not going to be wiped out. And Hashem will come and he'll take vengeance and he'll pay back against our enemies with his anger. And Hashem will give us kapara for his sake. Imkein, says the Ramban, Hashira hazos haftacha mivu eres begula hasida al korchan shel minin. I don't know if you have a footnote there for those who are looking inside, but I'll tell you what I think this means. You'll let me know if the footnote says anything different. This Shira of Hazinu is a clear mefurash promise for ultimate geula against the will of the minin, against the will of the, what I think it means is the Christians. Is that what it says there? I mean, to say that the Jewish people have been rejected by God, that Hashem doesn't care about them anymore, but that their suffering is a sign of the fact that they're not Hashem's people anymore. So the Ramban, it's the exact opposite. Hashem is punishing us so much because we are His people, and at the end of the day, He's going to save us because we're His people. The whole Shira, the whole message of the Shira is a rejection of a philosophy that Hashem rejects His people when he sends them suffering. It's what it says in the Medrash. Gedola shirazu sheish ba'achshav v'yish ba'le sha'abar v'yish ba'le asidlavo v'yish ba'olam hazeh v'yish ba'le olam haba. This might be, I think it's a sifre, I think also a Ramban, that people quote the idea that like everything has a remez in Hazinu. Anybody heard this besides me? A little like anecdote. I was looking at my stone chumash recently, which I got as a bar mitzvah present from my shul in Chicago, and I was looking. All the dalids were circled. I was thinking, why? I was like, oh, because when I was like 13, I'm like, I got to find my name somewhere, like in the parsha, and see what my remez is to Hazinu. I didn't find it, but anyway. So that's the idea that it has everything. It has the past, present, future. It has this world. It has olam haba. Uzer ramaz akasim she'amar vayevo Moshe vayidaber kol divrei Hashir azos ba'azne ha'am hiskir kol. What's the idea? Moshe spoke all of the Shira to Am Yisrael. Lagichi kolelas kol ha'asidos lamo. It includes everything that's ever going to happen to the Jewish people. Vimi kitana b'dibur, even though it's very terse, it's very brief, ki bir lehem inyonea harabim. Still, hidden in it is many, many different explanations for what will happen to the Jewish people. Okay. Dilo Haisa, just a nice idea to end off. If this would have been like the Havdil, some sort of Nostradamus's prediction, some sort of astronomer, what's just the fake one? Astronomer or astronomer? Astrologer? Astrology. So it's an astrologer's prediction. So then this is going to happen in the future. We should believe in it because it's true. Everything that's been predicted has come true. That Hashem, we trust, and his Navi, who we trust, told us these predictions, which have already begun to come true. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the most ultimate prophet who has ever predicted things, has ever brought messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so of course we accept the words of his Nebuah. Okay, but what do I want to take out of this Ramban? The very, very beginning of this Ramban that I brought, Ein Bishir Hazos Tanai Tshuva V'Avoda. There's no condition of Tshuva, there's no condition of being on a high level of Avodas Hashem to get this ultimate redemption. Okay, so it's interesting. This is actually machlokas in the Gemara lichora, machlokas in Sanhedrin. According to Rabbi Eliezer, in order to get the ultimate geula, Am Yisrael has to do tshuva. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, they don't. So it's a machlokas. It seems like maybe the Ramban is taking one position here. But forget about that and whether or not that's an issue. But look at the Ramban himself in Parshas B'chukosai from the Tochacha. This is also a wonderful Ramban, which we're not doing now because it's not B'chukosai. But the idea of in the Tochachas, how you have two Tochachas in the Torah. You have from Bamidbar and you have from Devarim. And Bamidbar is Galus Rishon from the first Beis Hamikdash. And from Sefer Devarim is Galus Sheni from our Geula. And he points out there that despite the fact that in the first Galus, Hashem says that even if you don't do tshuva, I'll bring you back and rebuild the second Beis Hamikdash. Aval habris shebemishneh Torah, right? The Ramban I'm quoting now. But from the promise, the covenant in Sefer Devarim, Yirmaz legalusenu zeh v'legeula shenigal mimenu. That's a reference to our Galus and the ultimate redemption from it. Ki istakanu tchila, if you look at it from the beginning, shelo nirmaz sham keitz v'ketzev, there's no end and there's no certain prediction. V'lo hiftiach b'geula, there's no promise of geula. Rak tala osa b'tshuva. Hashem says, once you do tshuva, once you're on the level of coming back to me, then you can come back and rebuild the third base of Mikdash. But says the Ramban, if you look carefully at the Tochacha and Sefer Devarim, there's no promise of any ultimate geula because it depends on you. So this lechora is a little bit of a steer in the Ramban. Meaning, Hazinu, we're saying here, right? Ein b'shir hazos tnai tshuva v'avoda. So I don't have a real answer to this. I mean, I can give you like a nice idea based on Rav Soloveitchik, maybe some other possibilities. But I don't. It's not like I saw in the footnote in the Ramban like maybe the Mikubal answer. So if you guys have any thoughts on that, please you can let me know. But it seems it's a little bit of a stira. It's not totally a stira because Hazinu somehow encompasses all of Jewish history, the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash, and coming back after the first one and after the second one. So okay, but anyway, it seems a little bit of a stira. The idea that the Ramban is saying by us and Hazinu that this ultimate geula, that it's a promise against the Christians who think that the Jews have been rejected, that's going to happen no matter what, against their will, even against our will. Hashem will take us and bring us back. As opposed to what he explained in Bichul Kosa in the Tochacha, by that the Tochacha in Sefer Devarim is dependent on Shuvah. We will not come back and rebuild the third base of Mikdash until we're ready to it. So what's going on here? So, if as you see here, I copy a little bit of Ala Tshuva. It was, we're probably not going to have time to read through all this, but it's pages 96, 97, and 98. The one on the first side is page 98, the back is pages 96 and 97. So, Rav Soloveitchik asks this question, just not on the Ramban. The Rav Soloveitchik asks this question on the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. See what he says. He passed like Rabbi Eliezer that in order to get geula, it's dependent on tshuva. So then, if that's true, the one of the ikarim that the Rambam explains for us, or I believe every single day the Mashiach could come, is that really true? Meaning, if it depends, if you look outside, unfortunately, we don't have some sort of mass tshuva movement going on. Meaning, we have many people who are antagonistic to Judaism, who are certainly, I don't know the percentages, but probably, I don't know, 90% of Jews in America know little to nothing about their Judaism. So to say, I believe Mashiach will come today, if we believe that Mashiach is dependent on our level of Avodas Hashem and our tshuva, so that seems to be a little bit irrational. How can we believe Mashiach will come at any point if we're not on that level to deserve the geula? That's the question Rav Soloveitchik asks on the Rambam. How could he both paskin that the geula depends on our tshuva and also paskin that we believe it could come at any moment? It seems to be a little bit of a stira. So, look at the top of page 96. Stira zu lo ne'elma af min ha-Rambam. Right? This stira was not, the Rambam was not unaware of this. U'mamshich ve'omer u'kfar hifticha Torah she'sof Yisrael la'asos tshuva besof galusam u'miyad heim nigalim. So what's this idea? We believe Mashiach will ultimately come, and he can come at any moment, because we believe that at any moment the Jewish people can do tshuva. Seems a little bit funny. Rav Soloveitchik's going to develop this. Amnam ein kan avtacha lelo tnai al bias Mashiach. It's not an unconditional promise of Mashiach coming. Aval yesh kan avtacha shekines Yisrael kishleimus achas. But there is a promise that the Jewish people as a whole lo tichle velo tasuf liolam. They'll never be destroyed. They'll never disappear. Avtacha achas shishaim, which is really a double promise. Kines Yisrael lo tich. So they won't be destroyed physically, and they also won't be lost spiritually. It's true. There's many Jews have gone to graze in foreign fields. I mean, they've gone to all sorts of other beliefs and other systems. But as Rambam says, eventually we believe the Jewish people will do tshuva. Yotzei eifo ki emunaseinu bevias hamashiach tluya beemunaseinu bekneses Yisrael. Says the Rav Soloveitchik, unbelievable idea. Our belief, our faith in the coming of Mashiach is really dependent on our faith in the Jewish people. Emunazu omeres ki ad kama shekneses Yisrael lo tarchik. As far away as the Jewish people can go, ad kama shel tispolel betisnake. As even if they get very foreign to Judaism, so falachsor, on some level, as a people, they're going to do tshuva. If we have a weakening in this emuna and the Jewish people, that fundamentally weakens our belief in the coming of Mashiach. Okay, so what's Rav Soloveitchik saying? He's saying that, how could you have both things, at least according to the Rambam? Hopefully we'll bring it back to the Ramban in a minute. How could it be both that Mashiach depends on our tshuva, and it depends on our level of avodas Hashem, but also it can come at any moment, and it's definitely going to happen. So Rav Soloveitchik, because we believe the Jewish people are ultimately going to do tshuva. What does this mean? Why do we believe they're ultimately going to do tshuva? Well, let's say they're not going to do tshuva. I mean, unfortunately, in America, people who, I feel like it used to be that, even when I was younger, and this could be more of a bigger trend in liberalism, but even liberal or non-religious Jews held a deep connection to the land of Israel. Somehow they had a certain pride in their heritage, maybe got even a little bit comical. They would make the state of Israel as this perfect, ideal thing of everybody there is strong and victorious and successful. But the idea that they had a certain pride and connection with the state of Israel. Now, unfortunately, I feel like it's getting a little bit watered down even, and people are getting, there are some liberal Jews who are losing that. It could also be because some liberal Jews are actually not Jewish. That could also be part of because unfortunately, as intermarriage goes a few generations, you have many people who maybe identify on some levels being Jewish or not actually Jewish. But certainly there are many Jews who are allegedly Jewish who do feel this very, no connection at all to Judaism, unfortunately. So what is our emuna that Mashiach will come? So I want to give one example. Has anybody heard of the song? I think it's called Seder Havoda Visharibo. Everybody's heard of it. Okay, so Seder Avod of Yisharibo. What is Seder Avod? Yisharibo is a from guy. Okay, so let's not make too much of this. But I believe this song is being played on regular secular Israeli radio. I believe. I can't say firsthand. I don't listen to the secular Israeli radio. But Yisharibo is a hybrid. Meaning he's the kind of person who is accepted and appreciated by secular audiences. And he's a from guy. Not only is he a from guy who speaks about songs about you should be happy and you should be, don't get down when life gets you down, universal kinds of things. He speaks about very, very religious ideas. And the Seder HaVoda song, as it sounds, is about the Seder HaVoda. He's quoting from the Mishnayos about the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. And he kind of intertwines that with ideas about Tshuva, but it's really just about the experience of being with the Kohen Gadol and the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur. And this song, it's a few weeks old. It has over a million sling views. So if you go to YouTube and you look at the comments on that, the number one comment on the song is it's all in Hebrew, so you have to know Hebrew to understand. But it says in the first comment, the most liked comment, that I am the most chiloni person there is. That's what the person says. I'm the most secular person there is. But I appreciate Yishai that we have this chus. I forget how he said it, but we have this chus that you've been able to bring your heritage to everybody from the nation, and everybody can feel the connection to our Masora and to Yom Kippur because of what you've done. I don't want to idealize the secular Israeli. There's many secular Israelis who really just need to work on themselves, just like many religious people have to work on ourselves. But you have many people who, in their heart of hearts, really want to serve Hashem. I mean, and you have like the cab drivers who say Baruch Hashem more than you do, and you have the people who truly, really, when it comes to Yom Kippur, they can come to Shul and they look totally secular, but they're dominating with a lot of kavanah. You have people. I haven't been to Uman either, but apparently, if you go to Uman, you also see many people who you have no idea these people are connected to religion at all, but they feel they want to be connected. They really have this drive to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's something which I see more in Israeli secular society than American secular society, but I'm sure it exists in American secular society also. But the idea, this happened, I mean, Rahman al-Islam, but when the three boys were murdered a number of years ago, now you guys, how many years ago was that? It was like 5 years ago? So you guys remember when that was, right? You guys remember that. But here, everybody was davening. I forget what it was, because I don't want to be Motzi Laz on Yair Lapid. I don't know if he said he took out his tefillin for the first time since Bar Mitzvah, or he said something about, he looked and he found the Siddur and he said Tehillim. And at that time, he was the one who was like antagonistic to all the religious things that were going on in the Knesset. But everybody felt the need to daven. Everybody felt the need to feel connected. This is another thing, but in terms of Taras HaMishpacha, in terms of women keeping Hilchos Nida, you have women who bechlal don't look religious at all in Israel, and who are makbid on every single thing. You have people who, it's very hard to judge a book by its cover, at least in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure it's true in America also. But people, what am I getting at? The idea that you have to believe that at our core, we're holy people. At our core, we're people who really want to do what's good. What is good? Good is to be what Hashem wants us to do, and it's to be close to Hashem. Even if people have been led astray and they haven't had the proper education, or they have had the proper education, but for whatever reason, they rejected it. But at their heart of hearts, they really want to do what's right. That's our emunah in the coming of Mashiach, says Rav Soloveitchik, because you have to have this emunah that the Jewish people are a good people. The Jewish people really, at their heart of hearts, want to get close to Hashem. So, see if you want to do like one. I'm not going to obviously read through the whole thing. Let's read this very last paragraph on the. Getting back to the first side, Yudish ibed es emunaso beKnesset Yisrael. A Jew who lost his faith in the Jewish people, avmu bepinaso shelo, even in his own corner, mikadesh umitaheratzmo, he sanctifies himself, he purifies himself, bechumras veyisurim. You have somebody who's very, very medactic. He couldn't care less about the Jewish people, though. He couldn't care less. I think Rav Soloveitchik is really referencing a Rambam in the Cheshuvah, but he hasn't referenced it. Okay. Yudize ein lo takana. This person cannot be saved. Eino mukshar klali kanes Yom Kippurim. He's not prepared to enter Yom Kippur. Hamakif es Knesset Yisrael kula. The kapara of Yom Kippur, Rav Soloveitchik said earlier in this essay, has two elements. It has a personal element, with you personally sincere and personally do a cheshbon hanefesh. But also part of the kapara that we get, or much of the kapara that we get, is in the schus of being part of Am Yisrael. That's really the connection we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's a connection that's promised, that can never be severed. The fact that we're part of Am Yisrael. So this person who is not connected, doesn't identify with Am Yisrael, he's not going to be included in that kapara. Right? For all of its parts, all of its generations, you have to be connected with all of Am Yisrael. Lichalek b'kedushas hayom ulchapar b'sof klal Yisrael yisket rak yudizeh hamamin b'knesses Yisrael lichalek b'kedushas hayom. Right, it's an error to get this part of the kedusha of Yom Kippur, that part of the kapara of Yom Kippur. You have to be part of and believe in Am Yisrael. Yudi hamamin b'knesses Yisrael. What does it mean to be a Jew who believes in Am Yisrael? Who yudi achayim b'knesses Yisrael ba'asher hi umuchan lamus ba'ada. Somebody who lives with the Jewish people and is willing to die for them. He cries when they have a tragedy. Rachman alitzlan, he celebrates with them. Lohe milcham, he fights their wars. Ne'enak b'kishlanos, he cries out during their failures. V'chogeg nitzkonoseh, and he celebrates their victories. Yudi amam neknes Yisrael, who yudi hamitzarif atzma b'chishuk bal yinatik lo rak la'am Yisrael shadur zebubad eloknes Yisrael shakol adoros. What does it mean to be a Jew? Somebody who identifies with all of the Jewish people, all of them throughout all time, and he feels identified with them. That's the one way to get true kapara on Yom Kippur. So to summarize and get back to Ramban in 30 seconds, I think there's an important idea of Rav Soloveitchik here on two levels. One is the importance of not being judgmental, appreciating that could be this Jew who did not have an education like we did, but at the same time feels the need to cry out Yom Kippur. Maybe he's on a higher level than we are. Maybe he's being more sincere. We had all these opportunities to be wonderful people, and we don't always take advantage of them. This Jew who didn't, and there he's coming and wanting to be close. That is something which should be valued. We should appreciate the value of every single Jew. In addition to that, the idea that if you really want to get tshuva, you have to be part of that Knesset Yisrael. That's part of the kapara that's brought on Yom Kippur, to be part of Am Yisrael. To daven is part of Am Yisrael. getting back to our Ramban, I'm not sure if it's a pshat or a stretch, but what was the steer on the Ramban? The Ramban says that in Hazinu, there's going to be tshuva, there's going to be a geula no matter what. No tshuva, no avoda. I'm promising you, I'm going to bring you back. As opposed to earlier, the Ramban said that in order to get out of this galus, you have to do tshuva. So what's the pshat? It could be the pshat is like Rav Shabbatik saying, there's a promise that Hashem says, I'm going to give a little kick, I'm going to send the right rav to inspire them, I'm going to be, or chas v'shalom, a certain event that could lead out the Jewish people to do tshuva. But the ultimate geula could be through tshuva, even according to the Ramban and Ha'azinu. But we're not focusing on that because it's going to happen absolutely, no matter what. Hashem's promising it's going to happen. Why will the promise? Why will this absolutely happen? Because in our heart of hearts, we're the kind of people who at any moment are ready to do tshuva if we have the right opportunity. So that's have a proper Yom Kippur, be part of Am Yisrael, work on ourselves as individuals, and also as